This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The race to save failing schools doesn't just happen in inner cities. Suburbs like Arlington face the same challenges. 2 miles west of the Cowboys' glitzy AT&T Stadium, Wimbish Elementary is trying to turn itself around. It's been on the state's failing list for 4 straight years. If it doesn't succeed by next year, the state could shut it down or take it over.
Good morning, Miss T. Good morning. Good morning, girls. Y'all have a fabulous day today.
This is how Principal Carrie Pride greets her students every morning. She stands outside Wimbish Elementary and shakes every kid's hand. There are also students, one of them stationed at the front door.
Hello, good morning, Nathan. Hello, good morning, Samaya.
That's 13-year-old Israel Henry. He's one of the older students at Wimbish, which goes up to 6th grade. Henry takes his job seriously.
Sometimes it can get frustrating because I can't stop from having a smile on my face. Although sometimes whenever I do it, some children, they just don't say nothing.
Morning greetings and handshakes may seem like no big deal. Principal Pride says this is part of a larger strategy to jumpstart learning. It may also be the only positive touch some of these kids get. Students here face big challenges. 84% are economically disadvantaged. That's a higher rate than the district or the state. And then there's what's known as the mobility rate. More than a third of these kids moved in and out last school year.
You know, if you're in a fight or flight mode, it's hard to have your brain to where you can learn. So sometimes it may seem like they can't learn, and it's not really that they can't. It's just that they are so stressed out about other things, it's hard to be present.
The morning ritual of handshakes and greetings is called capturing kids' hearts. It's only 2 years old. Wimbish has been around for more than half a century. Today, nearly half the students are African American, a third are Latino, and 12% are white. The last 4 years, it's received the worst rating, improvement required. That's why this turnaround plan is so important. One key element, getting kids to focus on the good things in their lives.
Okay, because we're being shy today, who wants to tell a good thing? Haley, tell me something good.
Yesterday, I went out to eat because yesterday was my big cousin's birthday, and I got to play. When we went out to eat, I got to play with my baby cousin, and she's 1 year old.
The teacher in the second grade class is Brenda Donahue. It's her first year at Wimbish.
I love the challenge of it. I just felt if you let me, by the end of the year, I'll get them where they need to be. But the first thing they had to have was that love, and that they had to know that they knew they could trust me.
Donahue says her main goal was to get her students to, as she put it, feel the high of working hard.
There's no feeling of failure in there. There's no feeling of being afraid to give an answer. They are praised for trying to answer. And a lot of their frustration will come when they have to really use their brain and think because they want it easy or they're the smarter ones, and that's not what we're doing.
She says working in small groups, 4 to 5 students, helps. This way, Donahue can see who's struggling in certain areas and focus on helping that student. Digging into data has become the mantra of education reform. Wimbish is taking it to a new level, teaching kids how to track their own data. Deborah Wall is Dean of Instruction. She says students set goals and keep track of how they perform on tests.
One class, they gave them a choice. Do you like bar graphs or do you like line graphs? What do you want? The kids love the line graphs, so they did line graphs. Well, then one class actually started building loops. So for every assessment that they passed, they got to put a loop up, and the loops are hanging all over the classroom.
8-year-old Giovanni Coronado pulls out the folder with a bar chart he colored himself.
Every month we do ice skating test. Every month if we go higher, we get to get a new level. At the beginning of the year, I was at 214, now I'm at 250.
For years, test scores at Wimbish have ranked among the lowest in the district. Principal Pride says there are some early signs of a turnaround. Preliminary 5th grade test results show a surge in passing rates.
We are at 19 and 20 on reading and math in the district of 56 schools. So we've gone from the bottom to being in the top half. It is very significant.
And while Pride says it can't happen overnight, the pressure is on to get off the state's list of failing schools. Stella Chavez, KERA News.